views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight are we in for a treat. We have a list of ladies that are here today who are community volunteers and really just set the tone for what Heroes of the North State is here in our community. And so if this is the first time you are tuning in and you're wondering what this show is all about, this show is about unsung heroes, people who truly make a difference in our community. Not because they have to or they're told to, but simply because it's just the right thing to do and they're really great community civic leaders. And so tonight I have Sandy Thompson with me. She's a volunteer for our community and she has done so many different things. Welcome, Sandy, and we're going to hear more about your story as the hour progresses.
Thank you.
And then we also have Naomi Yamamoto, and she is a community volunteer, and many of you probably are familiar with both of these amazing ladies. They've done so much to shape and mold our community, not only the culture, but also the visual aspects of it. You're all enjoying the fruits of their labor over the years, and you're going to learn more about that. Welcome, Naomi.
Hi. Nice to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so then we have Marianne Seaford, and Marianne has been with us in the past. She is the owner, founder of Marianne Senior Placement Services. Welcome, Marianne. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me again.
No, you're welcome. And so for many of you, if you don't know Marianne, she produces a senior resource directory that is just full of information that every senior and every family really needs to have on their coffee table, because if you have a question about senior care or anything that has to do with becoming a senior, this book has it in it. You've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so out of that, there is a article at the very beginning of the book that's called The Feature Senior.
Correct.
And I ran into Marianne, even though she's been on our show a few months ago, and she was telling me about Sandy, and Sandy Thompson is her featured senior for this upcoming book. And so you want to tell us a little bit how that kind of transpired?
Yes. So every edition of the book, I love to feature a senior in our community and just showcase that just because you're a senior, that doesn't mean that you are not a productive person in society. And so this edition, I wrote about Sandy. I heard of her from a mutual friend. And I actually knew who she was because I recognized her during some of the things that she would volunteer for. And I just knew she'd be the perfect person to be featured in the book.
So. Fantastic. Well, Sandy, welcome. So your name did come up actually prior to meeting Marianne, but I had not had the pleasure to meet you. But I had heard a lot of things about you through another mutual friend, Mimi Mosley. And so Mimi said, if you're going to interview anybody, you need to call Sandy. And then we're in the middle of COVID and the rest of it, you know. So here we are months later, and I'm just honored to have you on the show so that we can learn about what you do in our community. But before we go into that, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, Sandy. How long have you been in Reading? Are you a native or did you transplant?
I moved here from Sacramento in 1971. 1979, my friend said, you'll love Reading, you'll love teaching there, it's a small town, you're part of the kids' families, and it was all true, and I fell in love.
So did you bring your family here, or did you meet your family here?
I have no family, I have no siblings, my parents have both passed now. And I'm unmarried.
Okay. So you met your family of community members.
Exactly. My family is here.
Yeah, absolutely. So then you said you taught. How long were you teaching?
Well, I started teaching in Sacramento in 1971. And when I moved here, I began a job at Columbia. And I worked there to 1986 when I moved to Sequoia Middle School.
I see. What type of subjects did you teach?
Well, I began as a girls' PE teacher because at the time you had girls and boys PE. And then enrollment was falling at that time in Sacramento. And so I went back to school and got a driver training credential. Okay. I taught driver training. I taught English, psychology, history, just about everything. They didn't, they weren't real strict on credentialing then.
Right.
And then when I moved here, I had a 7-8 combo class, and, you know, I coached everything, I did everything. I was mostly a history teacher, I think. I don't know, and science and whatever. I mean, whatever.
If there was a need, it sounds like you were willing even to step into that role.
Exactly.
In your teaching life.
Yeah. And then as it turned, we had a relatively weak math teacher, and she left, and I asked the principal, you know, could I finish out the year teaching math? It was always hard for me, and I think maybe I could approach it differently. And therein, I became a math and algebra teacher, and that's what I did for probably the last 20 years.
Wow. So you probably have students that you taught that you now see their children and extended family.
Absolutely.
So you're more like the Nana to everyone.
Math Mama.
Yeah, that's Math Mama. That's right. I did see that. That's fantastic. Well, welcome, Sandy.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to learn a lot about you as we continue. But first, before we move on, let's talk to Naomi. So, Naomi, you have been in our community for quite some time, is my understanding.
I have been here about, 27 years.
Okay. And so where did you come from?
From the Bay Area.
Okay. And so when you were in the Bay Area, were you going to school there? What brought you to Reading?
So I went to college at Humboldt State.
Okay.
And there I met Craig, my husband, and we are college sweethearts. And so he graduated from college before I did, and his first real job was in Reading as an engineer.
Oh,
so
okay.
I finished up school and decided I'd live here.
And, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, our first house had a swamp cooler, not air conditioning. And
mine
I was moving
too.
From Humboldt County on the coast into Reading.
Yeah, welcome.
I thought I was going to die.
Oh.
Just like, oh, my gosh. So air conditioning happened real quick. We moved into air conditioning.
That's a must. I can remember growing up without it in my car. Mm-hmm. And we lived here from the time I was 10. And so the same thing. It was like I couldn't wait for us to get an air-conditioned vehicle.
I know.
So, well, welcome. We're going to hear about all the amazing things that Naomi does in our community as well. So, Naomi, why don't we start with your passion for community. Do you remember what age or how that kind of – were you always that person that was involved in the community?
I was from high school. I was a candy striper.
Okay.
And, so that was probably, you know, my first real kind of volunteering job, and I loved it. And my mom was very involved in volunteering, and she had a big heart for, our troops.
Yes.
And for Lakota Indians. Like, that was her two passions.
Okay.
So, I would see her, you know, and her, efforts. And that continued until she was no longer able to. But so when I went to college, I tapped into a youth educational services.
Oh.
And we would give services as college kids to underprivileged kids.
Right.
So that kind of then continued into when I moved into Reading. Just the thought, I made kind of a pact with myself, and I said, anytime I can, I'm going to serve on a board of directors.
Right.
And so I started in Reading at the, across the street, Shasta County Arts Council Board. So that was my first board.
Oh, so that was your first board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what drew you to the Arts Council? A love for art or an opportunity? You knew someone?
I think it was an opportunity. I think I was alive. Fresh.
You were willing?
Breathing body that someone said, hey.
Yeah. Why don't you come help us?
Yeah,
exactly. Which is probably how we all kind of got into this. If you have it in you to be a volunteer, trust me, those people who are looking for them will find you.
fresh meat, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, Sandy, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, let's talk about how you got involved in just working in your community, what kind of inspired in that. And we'll be back in just a moment. You are tuning in to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll talk to you in just a moment.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring Heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State. Now, we're just sitting around the table having a great conversation with some wonderful ladies. We've got Naomi Yamamoto. She's a community volunteer, along with Sandy Thompson, who's also a community volunteer, and then Mary Ann Seifert, who's a community volunteer and the co-founder of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services and the Senior Resource Directory. So I'm going to quote a little line out of the featured seniors article that's coming directly out of the directory that Marianne put together regarding Sandy. So Sandy, it says, some of which have resulted in endearing nicknames such as Graffiti Lady, Speed Gal, Energizer Bunny, the lady who cleans up the Buenaventura Trail, excuse me, there's a mouthful, and Pollyanna, just to name a few. So, with that said, what got you into giving and doing volunteer work in our community?
I guess it's just who I am. As a child, Speed Gal was my foster mother's nickname for me. That's our little Speed Gal, because I'd have to do something. I mean, you know, we had chores, and I'd come back and say, "Now what? Now what?
Now what?"
And my grandmother, the people would say, "How do you put up with a child this age and this much energy and so forth?" And she said, "She's so easy. If you know," she says, "what can I do?" And I say, "Well, go clean the cupboards or, you know, wash the floor or whatever." "Okay, now what?" You know, I'm just a pleaser. I think I grew up as a pleaser. And I watched my neighbor go around and help other neighbors mow lawns and stuff. And I've done that many times for friends who were sick or down.
So what do you think is your earliest memory of helping someone or doing? I know that's kind of like out of, just pick it out of your head, right?
I remember going to a, I don't know what kind of a function it was, a wedding or some kind of a function, and we were sitting down eating, and then everybody got up, and I went around and started picking up the dishes, and my grandmother said, "No, honey, you don't have to do that." I was supposed to.
I think that's very kind. You may come to my house and do that anytime you want, honey. So wonderful. So I think that that's true. If in some of us, it's just born in you. You are a natural nurturer, giving person. You want to do. And others want to do it, but they don't know how to get started. Like, they have that drive, and they just don't know, how'd you get connected to that group? I think I get asked that a lot. Well, how did you get signed up with Think Pink? Well, kind of like what Naomi was saying, I was willing, and somebody asked, and there we were. What would you say? So I'm looking at some of your other nicknames. You've got Graffiti Lady. So tell me, how did you get that nickname?
Well, I would see graffiti, and it made me uncomfortable to think that people would come into this town, or other people were afraid to walk in a specific neighborhood because they saw that, and that obviously shows, or at least obvious to me, a lack of pride.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it looks gangish, you look around and you go, "Oh, I probably shouldn't be walking here."
Okay.
And so I thought, well, and I did talk to Lynn Harriet, who was doing it at the time, and I said, "Am I causing more problems if I?" And he said, "No." He said, "Do it. It covers it, and then when we come and spray it, it all comes off."
So with that, so I've driven by, and we all haven't seen it, but I myself have never thought, "Ooh, I need to stop and clean that, or I need to repair it." I've always thought there was a person or someone who would do it, and apparently that person's you, Sandy. So how did you get to the next step? You had a thought, you saw a need. So then how do you know who to ask, or, you know, to take on a project like that? Do you have to have permission, first of all, I assume?
I like I said, I talked to Lynn.
And Lynn is
Lynn is works for the city.
Okay.
And he goes around, at the time he went around and cleaned off the graffiti. I don't know if they even have somebody
he was
now.
The graffiti eradicator.
Yeah.
Oh. That was literally the name. Okay.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Naomi.
But I actually think through time, I could be wrong, you know, just the needs grew larger and dumping became more prevalent. So that person would also take care of those things. And so I have a feeling that the city is very grateful for Sandy's role.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So is that something you're still doing if there's a need?
Did it today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did it today.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
thank
I do
you.
It whenever I see it. It's not a, on Mondays I do this. It's when I see it, I pull over and
you carry your kit with you.
My car.
So how do you get it
in her car?
Yeah. Okay, so there's a process, obviously, and it's been approved. So now, when you see it, you can just stop and do it on your own. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah.
I've
well,
done
thank
it with
you.
Her, and I've taken That's my right. son and his friend, and you know, teenagers, and they got to see the process of cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. So how long does it typically take? Do you have solvents that will remove it quickly, or are you out there for hours?
No, I'm not generally out there for hours. It's a SOS pad, and hand sanitizer will take most things off of painted surfaces.
Okay.
And then, like on bridges, I mean, if I can't scrub it off, you know, I'll paint over it. Okay. And I have different colors that match as close as I can.
She has gray for concrete colors and beige, and she'll match it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if it's a huge thing, I go back with a roller, and I roll it with a paint can, which I now can get around faster because I have I don't have it. The Redding Parks and Trails,
mm-hmm.
I offered a donation to buy an electric tricycle that has a compartment in the back, and I can put all my stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
We so call her Trixie.
Yeah. So even your supplies have nicknames. Okay, I see the pattern here. So then how many years do you think you've been doing that? That's fascinating to me.
Probably since... almost 20 years.
I know.
Okay.
A long time. Yeah.
The reason I guess I'm so fascinated is it's those things that people do that myself, take for granted when we drive by and we see there was graffiti and now it's all repaired. I'm thinking it's some city worker doing it, but it's Sandy.
It is. It really is. And I'm going to interject because I really feel like Sandy is the epitome of, you know, when we see something and we say, somebody oughta.
Yeah.
Right? Sandy is that somebody.
You are the somebody.
And she doesn't go, somebody oughta. She goes, I can make this change. And I'm going to. So.
Give me chills. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Yes. So then how did Naomi and Sandy, how did the two of you connect?
We have a mutual friend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And who is a teacher. And were you Julie's mentor teacher? Or
no.
No.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So we met through our good friend Julie.
Okay, mm-hmm. So wonderful.
And actually, Julie's husband was a student of mine at Columbia.
Okay, so it all goes back to the heart of who you really are as a teacher and a life changer, actually,
yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm friends with Julie in spite of Tim.
No. No. Well, Julie's wonderful. I've never met Tim.
Julie is a jewel, that's for sure.
Yeah. So then, Naomi, you're here. What was your first, obviously you talked about the council, but what would you say was your very first, leadership role? I know of Viva Downtown, so right. I know of, so what was your big influence, volunteer, and I'm not saying it correctly, but you know what I'm trying to say?
So maybe, I would say my longevity with Viva Downtown has been, probably the most impactful for mm-hmm. me as an organization that we've built from the ground up. And literally it was from the ground up. You know, I'm a founding board member of Viva Downtown. And I remember I was serving on the Arts Council board and kind of just through word of mouth, there was a group of people who were like, we want to bring, more culture to our community, and we want to be a part of revitalizing downtown and bringing, it was really music focused at the time. And so when we were forming Viva, we really wanted to bring eclectic genres of music that people wouldn't normally hear in this community. So we were booking Zydeco bands and Samoan acapella groups and, just really off the wall, let's have a huge party.
And I loved it, by the way.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. And it was microbrews on tap. It was just let's do a little bit something more eclectic for our community. And with the farmers market was there. Mm-hmm. So then what happened was it was a huge success, Market Fest. And kind of our next step was okay, what more? What more could our goal be? And how can we really dig our heels into this downtown core and try and really promote the cultural, social, economic growth of this community?
Yes.
Because if you don't have a healthy downtown, you're not going to have a lot of longevity as a community.
Right.
You're just going to be anywhere USA.
Well, it's the heart.
It is. Yes. Yeah. And our heart was having some, heart issues.
Yes. Well, you've seen it through, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So that was, so 25 years ago. So this year is Viva Downtown's 25th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh,
we doing
so proud of you.
Well, we were going to do a big party, and we decided to just, you know, do the responsible thing for our community right now.
Yeah.
And not hold a big gathering. And so we'll make it up to you guys.
Oh, absolutely. When we talk about, you know, things that are important, that will be important to celebrate because we're, you know, as a community, so appreciative to be able to have that. Yeah. But, yeah, when we have more, we have things right now, people's health. We'll come back to it.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah. So then Viva Downtown started, did you always have the office location there from the beginning, or was it someone's coffee table, or, like, how'd that work?
So we were next to the Cascade Theater when we started.
Yeah.
There was a tiny office next to the Cascade. And we just moved into the IOF building downtown.
Yeah,
that McConnell Foundation purchase, and now Viva houses it and has activated it. So
fantastic! So I hate to interrupt you there, but we're going to take a commercial break,
no problem.
Then when we come back, we'll hear more from all three of these wonderful ladies, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You know, it really is a good life, and I have to say, I love my job, and I really love our community because I get to meet and learn so much just every month, but every day in this community, you learn about somebody and the amazing things that they are doing and saying and the lives that they are changing. And Heroes of the North State wouldn't be here without our community, because you are our heroes that make this possible. So thank you, ladies, for joining us. So, Mary Ann, I want to come back to you for a little bit, and let's talk about how your senior resource directory and what your business is. Give us a little synopsis of who you are.
Gosh, where do I begin? So 22 years ago, I started a business called Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. And so I help the elderly through the whole process of finding an assisted living or residential care community or independent living community. So I walk them and their families through that whole process. Well, over the 22 years, I've just been collecting community resources, and because it's not always about placement, it's just getting help for seniors in their home maybe, or just things like transportation or durable medical equipment to help their life a little bit easier. So through all that, I just collected all the resources, and I decided to write the Senior Source. So it's a resource directory, and it has everything senior in it. So everything from affordable housing to assisted living facilities, transportation companies, estate planning attorneys, skilled nursing facilities, primary care physicians, you know, just everything. So my next edition, I should have it in my hands tomorrow, cross fingers. There's no delays in transportation. So, So, no, you'll be able to read about Sandy in the hard copy. And then, of course, on the website, Reading Senior Source, you'll be able to read her story on the website as well. So,
So I printed out Sandy's story, and I underlined a few different things. And Sandy, we'll come back to that, because I just love the way that it was written and put together. And I think that you have a real gift for words.
Oh, gosh.
Absolutely.
It took a village.
That's okay. That's okay. We're a big village here.
Yes, yes.
So tell me, I know you've had other seniors that you have featured, and I think the common thread here is that it's the community aspect of these seniors that are really making a difference.
Yes. I pick people that love writing and love their community, and the last two have been teachers in this community, so that's kind of exciting.
That's nice.
The first senior was my grandpa. He was a World War II veteran, and he just had a fun story. And then I had Trish Clark. I'm sure everybody knows Trish. She's done a lot for our community, for veterans, for seniors, very passionate woman. People, I put the word out, you know, and they just come to me, and I just get really excited about it.
So then, is there a way that if you want to nominate a senior to be featured, do you do that, or are you scoping them out quietly?
Well, it's been kind of just word of mouth that, and I've always had somebody to write about. So, but you can always email me. I've actually gotten a few emails. People want me to write about, their grandparents. So I'm open.
Fantastic.
It comes out once a year. Well, it had been coming out twice a year, but, you know, it's just COVID just kind of threw things off a little bit. But,
Well, and let's not downplay it. This really is a book. This is not a little magazine.
No.
This is a very
thick. It's a bound book.
Yes, very nicely, high gloss, very polished book that won't weather easily. You could flip through it over and over again, and I have. It has resource information in there that I wish I would have had when I was going through some decisions we needed to make for my grandparents and my parents, because I was out like everybody else, Googling or asking a friend or trying to just get the resource information any way I can. And you took all that homework. You put it all in one big, amazing book for us, and it's on the web for free, and you're handing it out, and I mean, that's a community member. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, and it's paid, you know, I have advertisers, and so that's how it can be free, you know, for the public is because of the advertisers. So I'm grateful that they took a chance on it and, you know, signed up with me. So,
well, I would like to encourage our listeners to please nominate a senior to be featured if you get an opportunity. Go check out, it is readingseniorsource.com. And because of that, We got to meet Sandy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Sandy, we, you know, the purpose of the show is to shine a light on unsung heroes, but it's also to encourage others to go and do and not to be afraid. I think oftentimes people are like, oh, I wish I could, but I don't know how, like we talked about earlier, or how do I get started, or if I'd only known it was that easy. What are some, do you have some ideas of ways that people just, your inspiration, like tell us, like what got you motivated to do?
Again, my grandmother told me, don't go any place with your hands empty. And so when I walk, and I've been a walker and runner all my life, you know, I would see trash and I thought, well, I could pick that up. I mean, how can you just walk by that
and leave it?
And mm-hmm. so then I started carrying a picker and doing that. And I see people, this last weekend I saw a couple, an older couple walking on Eureka Way with a bag picking up. And that pleased me because it was getting nice. Messy on Eureka Way there. And so I flipped around and went over and said, do you have enough bags? Do you need some, you know, because the city gives me big bags now. And they, oh, we have enough bags. And so I had a, you know, during the COVID, I bought a bunch of gift certificates for restaurants to help them out. And I pulled out a Deja Vu and I said, here, go have breakfast on me.
Aww.
And, you know, they go, oh, that's okay. And I said, no, I so appreciate what you're doing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And the lady, you know, she says, well, I see you too.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it's, you inspire by modeling.
Yes.
And that's what I hope I do.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I can tell just from this conversation, what I've heard from others, that that is definitely going to be your legacy for sure. Yeah. So I say, I'm reading here in this little article again that it's, you pick up bottles. What, and it says, the question was, what's the most interesting trash you've ever picked up?
Sorry.
And what cracked me up, and I was hoping you tell us what the I can't tell you was.
We're on live.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I knew you wouldn't tell us. So, but like, tell us about the check that you found.
Again, walking on Buenaventura, I found, you know, I saw a piece of paper. I picked it up and looked at it, and it was a signed check for $1,500 or something. And I looked at the who it was from, and it was from Julie Heleniak. Heleniak, thank you. And I know Julie, and so I went to take it to her, and the restaurant was closed. And so I knew her really good friend was Angie at Chain Gang. So I went over to Angie and I said, hey, she goes, oh, I get her on the phone right now. And so it just all.
So you just happened to be walking and found a check from someone you know.
Of the things I have found are, I mean, phones and I do everything I can to return them to those people.
Yeah, no, that's, we need more people like you.
I do keep the cash.
You do. So tell us, what do you do with the cash?
Keepers.
Yeah. Well, actually.
No, you donate the cash.
Yeah, well, I donate the coins, and yes, I do. At some point, I do. I was at volunteering at the Beer and Wine Festival one year, and what were the tickets, like $40 or something? And cash had fallen out of someone's pocket. I don't know. It was the change from something. Mm-hmm. And who am I going to find the owner of that? So I just gave it to the Women's Refuge at the time.
Nice.
One Safe Place. I thought, this is a community event. Mm-hmm. I need to give it to the community. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and I was reading here that you've given cash also to SNAP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Spay and Neuter and Protect program.
Yeah, I have... people who, you know, are in low-paying jobs and they've got a puppy or something, and I said, you know, let me get you a voucher, and I'll get them a voucher so they can get their animal spayed or neutered.
Wow.
Just, you know.
Well, then again, it helps out the family, and it's helping out our community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Saves an animal's life. And
yeah. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break. I can't believe this is going by so fast, and I'm hardly down the list of things that we've done. So we'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery's open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alby from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and if you're just tuning in, we are here live in the studio for Heroes of the North State, and with me is Naomi Yamamoto. And Naomi, you're a community volunteer, but really, you're so much more than that, because you not only volunteer, you create change. You encourage others just by your presence and how you navigate through what that change looks like. It's just like what Sandy was saying. You set a very good example for others to follow, and I think they follow you because they see your passion and your heart, but not only that, they see the fruit of the labor that you've put in. And I think that encourages others to want to do the same.
Yeah. So. Well, what I have discovered over the years is that people really want to be involved with their community, but sometimes we just don't know how.
Exactly.
So it is actually just, you know, inviting people along, and they come. And so a lot of times it is give specific jobs. Sometimes people want like a start and a stop event. They want a big picture strategic plan, or they want to get down in the weeds. Mm-hmm. But you just have to find where your comfort level
is. What's your niche?
And then also, what's your passion?
Yes.
So, you know, there are so, I mean, if it's animals or sports or seniors or our military or our once they place and, you know, there's so much need. And I really feel like in this time, because it's been a difficult time.
Absolutely.
When we can give back, we get out of ourselves.
Yes.
So even for those who may have been having a harder time and becoming a little bit more introverted in this time of COVID, when we can get out of our own mind and help somebody else or do something that gives back to our community, kind of our own troubles go away. And then it just comes back around and being fruitful for yourself.
And I find, at least in my experiences, has been you don't even realize that's happening because you get once you step out of yourself and whatever you is in your own mind or whatever, and you start giving, it's like the rest of it just sort of disappears for a moment.
Yeah, I
completely agree with that. So, Naomi, we can't not finish the show without running down your list of things that you've done for our community, because not only were you voted 2018's Reading Citizen of the Year, much deserving. I feel like that was yesterday, actually.
I know. I used to say that was so last year, but now I'm like, that was so last year.
Exactly. But from that, so we talked about Market Fest and Viva Downtown, but you've had the Reading Beer and Wine Festival. You've organized pub crawls for other charities. You're part of Go Red for Women events.
Yes.
You have the annual Turkey Trot. You're part of that group.
So Sandy was honored at our Go Redding event. We gave away a community heart award
because
Go Red is about heart health, but we wanted to incorporate those who have a heart for community, and Sandy received that award.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It was
literally February 2020.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was our last gathering.
Oh, fantastic.
She fooled me.
I love that event. I was going to say it must have been the last one because that's the one that I missed, and I made the ones prior to that. So, I would have met you sooner. That would have been nice. So then we got Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Toys for Tots, which I didn't know. I'm also getting involved in that now.
Good. Well, Results Radio has been a huge sponsor of Toys for Tots for many, many years. I will say, you know, we have two large, fundraisers, but we're huge proponents of Toys for Tots and Make-A-Wish.
Fantastic.
So,
that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, and then Reading School of the Arts. And then the list goes on and on and on. So out of all of those, of course you love them all.
Yeah.
But what is the one that your heart just keeps getting drawn back to?
Well, I have a heart for downtown.
Yeah.
That is my baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is. You know, and it's been a long love affair. And so, but finally it just kind of feels like the floodgates have opened, and what has been amazing about seeing the growth of downtown is how many partners have come to be involved. And so there are many stakeholders now, and they are doing the heavy lifting, they're doing the hard work, and they are investing big time in our downtown core. And I just feel like our role as Viva Downtown has been one to not only cheerlead, but to lobby for our downtown. And to provide some kind of strategic oversight and plan. So, so that has been just, you know, the one I just come to, it's in my blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and when you work so hard, you know, it's that if you just about the time you think, oh, this is so hard. And then your reward comes.
Yeah.
I hope we're at that stage. Oh, it feels like it.
It does. And I'm just so proud of the people who have made it happen. I mean, you know, you probably have taught them.
I have. Brent Weaver and Randy Tate and Rocky Slaughter were all students of mine. I am so, so proud of the energy that they have invested
in the town.
It all comes around, isn't it? It full circle.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, good job, Sandy. You raised great kids.
I know. Yes, did.
So, yeah. Sandy, I'll ask you the same question. Out of all the projects that you've been involved in or things that you've taken on yourself, that your projects that you're doing for our community, what do you think brings you the most satisfaction or fulfillment?
Smiling at people that don't have a smile.
Yeah.
And bringing a smile out. It's so rewarding to help people. You know, it's not about graffiti or picking up trash or whatever. It's about the horns honking when they see you on Buenaventura picking things up or pulling over and stopping and saying thank you.
Wow.
One of those cars was me, by the way, Sandy.
There's that lady again.
If you don't mind, I'm going to go back to, you know, us getting out of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So I think in this time, we can look at the world as hugely in this big macro approach, right? And when you look at it that way, it's very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But when you can get micro and be a Sandy and give someone a smile, you are affecting people 1 + 1 + 1, mm-hmm. you know, and it just will continue. So we just have to remember that, like, it's a big bad world out there, but let's get back to our community, our neighbors, our friends, and smile at people. And I think that's what Sandy inspires us to do.
Yeah.
And I agree so totally that the world is a big place, but step by step, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a friend tell me once, you know how you eat an elephant? I said, no, one bite at a time.
That's so right. 100%.
Yeah, so it's not so hard when each of us do our small little parts, because that's what makes our community. And really, that's the heart of what we're talking about here tonight. And if anything comes of this show, every time we do this, someone will ask me, why do you do it? And I said, because if we can encourage one person to make a change, step out of themselves, whether it be sealing an envelope or picking up the box for Toys for Tots and dropping it off, or maybe you're that person that's the spokesperson and can be in front, then do that. That's your gifting. Or if you want to develop a gifting and that's a safe place, volunteerism is a very safe place to do it, because it's a very forgiving group. Mm-hmm. You can learn skill sets. You can give in ways that maybe you hadn't even thought you knew how to do. So you get in somewhere and you start in one area, and then you discover what your true gifting is. So I can think about myself. I started out volunteering in public television, and I quickly realized I love media, and this is what I want to do. And I had no idea in my mind, like, really, I like theatrical type things, but there's a whole other side to it. And then what I like about that is the connection you have with the community. You always hear about the things, or you get to be part of the projects in the ground floor. So kind of like you did with Viva Downtown. Yeah.
And I just wanted to add, too, in the senior source in the book, there's a whole section on where to volunteer, different nonprofit organizations.
Perfect. Bring it.
So, yep.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So tell us again, Marianne, so you have, what's your book title?
The Senior Source.
And how do you get that?
So there's going to be, when they arrive tomorrow, the pickup locations will be Dignity Health, Connected Living, out near Mercy Oaks, and then the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson.
Fantastic. And then you can go online at readingseniorsource.com.
Correct.
And hear more about Sandy. You'll get the extended featured article in the Senior Source directory, and then other great information. So, ladies, we're running out of time. I can't believe it.
It goes so fast.
I know. It went by so fast. Well, thank you both, all three of you, for being here. And
thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then tune in next month, all of our listeners. We're going to be featuring another wonderful community member here in our studio. And I believe it's on Veterans Day, so we're going to have it veteran-centric. It's still in the works. So visit myumbrellamarketing.com for more information and see how you can get involved or nominate a local hero in the community. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again. I'm Michelle Slade. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Dan Beans, director of Redding Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.